There you go. So let's begin with our discussion of Lishma Kedas Haba Legarish, which is in the news in the source sheet, page 18 in the Lishma Begidin document. The idea that we're going to develop in the Chazar Shir today is the perhaps unexpected connection between Lishma and Das Haba Legarish. If you recall from the first semester, Das Haba Legarish played a prominent role in triggering the whole divorce process. Kimin Shnasav Einav Legarsha. So now we're going to associate that discussion with the discussion of Lishma. And along the way, we are going to, I don't want to say rebut, but at least propose a counter to the Rav Lichtenstein suggestion that L'shem Gerushin is distinguishable from L'shem Aisha and L'shem Aisha. Okay? Good. So let's start at the beginning. So let's start with, where should we start? Where should we start? Let's start with the Sugin Zvachim. Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there talks about Stama Lishma in Kachim. What is Stama Lishma in Kachim, Benji? Charlie, what is Stama Lishma in Kachim? How are you going to take the Bechina today if you don't know what Stama Lishma in Kachim is? So what's Stama Lishma in Kachim? Kobe? What's Stama Lishma in Kachim? I know what Lishma in Kachim is. Stama Lishma in Kachim. Then Minastam, the Zevach is considered to be Lishma. Yeah. You don't have to expressly say that you're bringing a Lishma. For most things in Kachim, we say Stama is Kilishma. The Gemara in Zvachim asks, what about in Gittin? We have the exact same lashon in the Mishnah in Gittin as we have in the Mishnah in Zvachim. Kol Zvachim shenizvachu shelo lishman ksherin. And the Gemara's medayek only shelo lishma apostles, but minastam it's kosher. And we have the same lashon in Gittin. Kol aget sheniftav shelo lishem isha apostles. Why don't we say stama is kosher? But in Gittin we don't say that. We say that stama is apostles. So what's the distinction? So yeah. So the Gemara gives a very lumdisha answer, right? Vishani zvachim bistam lishman omdin isha bistama lav legershin amedes. There's a major difference. A korban is minastam omed lahakrava. What is a korban? It's sanctified for the purpose of hakrava. So the thrust, the momentum, the inertia of the korban is l'shem hakrava. That's why stam is l'shman. However, in ishus, if anything, stam ishus is l'ishus omedes.
Liolam.
Well, it's liolam, yeah. Tosarash, Tosos. Charlie, what are the what's the Tosarash about Lolam? Okay. What?
Well,
everything is fair game. Everything, even Staka. Right? Ishus is Lolam Omedes, right? So you're actually going against the inertia of Ishus when you want to create a divorce. That's why Stam Isha is Lav. That's why I need active lishma in order to dissolve the isha. So you can't say stomas kilishma in gerushin. Now, that on its own, that gemara is very important. You may not have made a big deal about this, but what we pointed out is that this phrase in the gemara is actually a charged phrase. Sometimes the gemara has a statement that doesn't take on special meaning. This statement in the gemara takes on special meaning as evidenced by how the rishonim use this phrase in other contexts, which we will get to in a moment. Okay. But for now, we will propose, based off our knowledge of what the Rishonim actually say, that Stam Isha Lav L'Gerushin Omedes is a reason why you need active Lishma in order to begin to commence the dissolution of this union. Lishma plays that role, like Das. And that's a reason to think that Lishma is associated with Das Ligarish, transitioning the marriage from being a stable, permanent union to beginning to unravel it. Isn't that good? Okay. Are you upset because you know this year is going to end up with a criticism of the Rav Lichtenstein Mahalo? So yeah, you'll have to get over that, okay? You will? Okay, good. Now, what do we have in the Makoros to substantiate this idea of Das Haba L'Garesh HaMishma? So the first thing we're going to point to is a little background in Sibui Haba L'Garesh. We know from our discussion in the earlier Shiurim that the Baal has to be the one to authorize the get. So for example, the Mishnah in Gittin on Ayin Aleph on the Beis, we spoke about this in Ratzon L'Garesh. The Mishnah there teaches us that the Baal has to directly command the Sofer and the Edim to write and sign the get. However, if you have Omer Imru, what is Omer Imru? So the Mishnah 9 Aleph says, Amar lo nichtov get le'ishtecha, ba'amar lehin ksovo. Two people say, well, write a get for your wife. And the husband says, yes, please do. And then those two people go ahead and tell a Sofer to write it. Amru l'sofer v'chsov u'le'idim v'chismu. Is that a good get?
No,
because that's be directly from the Baal. Af bishe kasvu v'chasmu v'nasnu lo v'chazar v'nasnu areza get batel. Ad sheyomer l'sofer ksov u'le'idim chasomo. He has to have direct authorization from the husband. Now, there is an interesting debate here. We're not going to get into it now. In Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the Mishnah there wants to know, if you tell a Bezdin to go ahead and write a get for my wife, could they go ahead and authorize a sofer to do it? That's a debate in the Mishnah there. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra, Simon Kuf Kaf, you can see the title on the bottom of page 19, Ishe'ein Lichtov HaGet Im Lo Shama Mipiyam Megarish. The Edim and the sofer should not write a get unless they hear the authorization from the husband himself. Today, it's a big... That's very complicated because that means the husband actually has to be there to authorize the sofer. It's a very interesting question whether you could have a conference call, like everybody on the same line. Is that sufficient to say that you heard me pia about? So Shulchan Aruch Paskins is in Simon Kuf Ches Sif Dalet Lo Yichtevenu Asofer VeLo Yechnu Bo Edim Ad SheYomer Lahem Habal Lifto VeLachton Uchishe Yomer Lahem Habal Yichtevu Heim BaAtzman VeLo Yomer LaAcherim Lifto VeLachton. Okay, so we know this halacha. We don't have to go into the gory details. And this links up with something we discussed early in the year also, that the Baal has to be bedaito. He has to be shafui. Misha apso kardiakos, that's no good. The Baal has to be of sound mind and judgment when he makes this authorization. If he's not, the get is no good. So all this is just a reminder of the notion of the requirement of tzibui Baal. Why do you require tzibui Baal? So you're machlokas rishonim. One day in the Rishonim for Tzibui Baal is what, Daniel? What's one view in the Rishonim for why you require Tzibui Baal?
For
that. What? What's the other view? What's the view we're not going to talk about today? Josh?
Shlichus.
One view is that maybe you need agency. Because of us, Sefer Krisos, need the agency of the Baal. That's one view in the Rishonim. However, many Rishonim reject that theory because of the Mishnah on Chav Beis Amud Beis. What does the Mishnah teach us on Chav Beis Amud Beis? Other Daniel, what do we learn on Chav Beis Amud Beis, the other Mishnah? In a word, that even parties who are not capable of Shlichus are capable of writing the get. They're not B'nai Shlichus, but they can still write the get. So this leads many Rishonim to conclude that you don't need shlichus. There's something else going on here. If you don't need shlichus, what is the reason for tzibui Baal? So just a quick note. You lost Nachshoni? What?
Yeah.
Tosos and Gittin on Tess and Mabez says that maybe you require shlichus. Maybe that's the basis for tzibui Baal. But other days and Tosos on Chavbez and Mabez rejects that. And Tosos says you don't need shlichus, as evidenced by the mission that we just read, that even parties who are labanei shlichus could write the get. So if you don't require shlichus, what's the reason for tzibui Baal?
Lishma.
Very good. Here's the quote from Tosos, page 22 in the Sorshi. V'yishlam ar dlo b'inan shlichus b'chsiva d'v'chasav lava balkoi ela sofer. You don't need agency. You need this authorization so that the get will be deemed to be lishma. So that's the smoking gun, which points to the connection between which two concepts, Yoni? Which two concepts? You're not sure? Lishma and Sibui Abal. Lishma and Sibui Abal. That Lishma is not just that the get has to be written Lishem Ish and Lishem Gershin, but Lishma is associated to the proper authorization from the husband. I just want to emphasize how different those two propositions are. One proposition says that Lishma means the get has to be written for the husband, for the wife, for the purpose of Gershin. That is very easy to satisfy. Just what is the sofer thinking? Correct? Is he thinking L'shem Abal, L'shem Isha for the purpose of their divorce? That's different than saying that L'shma means the get is properly authorized to sever the marriage based off a command prescription from the husband himself. Is everybody clear on the distinction between those two propositions? That's why the connection between L'shma and Sibui Abal is a very substantive interpretation of what L'shma is. Lishma is an aspect of Tzivei Abal Agarish Ishta. Josh?
And where does Das Abal fit into this? Are you placing on the same category as Lishma?
Yep. Das Abal Agarish, that he's giving his Das over to the Sofer and to the Edim. All right, Josh?
Yep.
Okay. One other Ara, and then I'll take the hands. Notice that Tosos himself connects the thing that he sees as gluing together, bonding the two sugyas of Das Abal Agarish and Tzivui Haba and Lishma, is which sugya? The Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Beis, because D'cheshelo Tziva Haba lo Chashiv Lishma, it's only Chashiv Stama, and it's disqualified. D'isha Lav L'Gerish and Kaima. Meaning you need the Das Abal, which is what Lishma is doing, to begin the dissolution of this union. Okay, so we have some Moshe and then Ned.
Just trying to understand that.
By the way, Mazel Tov. Rumor has you have a new nephew.
Whoa,
do you know?
Really? Wow.
No. And if you got engaged too, then you also get a Mazel Tov. In Marvin, simple to simple.
Does that say someone who follows her?
Like, out off the press, no?
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Cool. How do you know?
Well, that's right.
Someone follows her on Winston's teen approach. If the stroke fair just wrote like that for a husband and a wife and it's a change direction, that would work.
It should.
No.
From the perspective of Lishma.
Your other.
I mean, from the perspective of Lishma, yeah. According to Bukhans, you totally have Lishma there. Maybe you're lacking Shlichas. But if you just go through that idea that it's Lishem Abal, Lishem Isha, and Lishem Gershon, that should be totally fine.
You wouldn't have Tzivui Abal.
Well, you wouldn't have Tzivui Abal, so it'd be disqualified for other reasons. But not on the basis of Lishma.
Tzivui Abal isn't necessary for that approach.
Okay. Well, according to that approach, Tzivui Abal is not a din in Lishma. Tzivui Abal might be a din in Shlichus.
But for the second approach, Tzivui Abal is required for Lishma.
Correct. It's because Lishma is Das Abal Agarish. Now I'll just point out, we had this diak, by the way, in the language of Rashi on the Mishnah, I believe it's the Mishnah on Chaf Vav. Anybody remember what's chavav? That's the discussion of leaving out tzarech lo niach makom ha'ish and makom ha'isha. So Rashi there, you could just look on page 12 for a second. Tzarech she niach makom ha'ish makom ha'isha she'im roe tagar b'neim lo yomar hareini kosev kol aget. I mean, the idea is that even if you know that they're fighting, the sofer shouldn't say, I'm going to preemptively write the get. He has to wait until he gets the command from the husband to do this. And that Mishnah Chavav seems to be about Lishma. That's like another way of connecting the pieces that Tzivui Abal is in Lishma. Even if you know that they're planning on getting divorced, you need the Das Abal to commence. Ned?
Yes, you just said about Rashi. You just said about Rashi.
Well, I was only asking about the I was only giving you the right to talk based off your previous hand. And drop that and.
New hand.
Okay, new hand. Fine. Mm-hmm.
Just be a technical thing in Rashi. I don't think that's necessarily meant exactly Lishma.
Well, from the Gemara, it's pretty clear that Tzarech L'Niach Makom Ha'ish Makom Ha'isha is Din Lishma. And he's actually saying the point here is you can't insert those things until you have the husband telling you that he wants to get divorced. Even if you know that they're fighting, you can't put those until they get.
So where do you see this really about
Lishma? We know that from the sugya there. Chavav. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Rami?
You also get from this, right, is then that, according to this interpretation, that links Lishma and Tzivui Abal, you then establish that lishma means there are things that replace it, right?
Correct. Yeah, of course. I mean, there's a lishma for that's intuitive. I mean, lishma everywhere can mean something different. Lishma for kachim, l'shem zevach, l'shem reach, l'shem nicholach. Mishnah and Zevachim talk about all these different aspects of lishma, l'shem bailin.
Different. I mean, obviously, they're lishma something else for something else, but not obvious that the word would mean in one case.
Here it sounds like it's correct. If the more you connect to Das Balagarish, the more different it is from Lishma and Sefer Torah Kachim. And we'll see that explicitly when the Rishonim say, hey, how could you be Mevatel the get? You can't be Mevatel Sefer Torah. And it's like, oh, you pull Lishma out of the get. You can't pull Lishma out of a Sefer Torah. So clearly there are how do you say genus in Latin plural?
Geni.
I presume it's geni.
There are different geni and different specii. Publishma.
I'm very wrong.
We know that Ezra's allergic anytime something has a little bit of a mada dimension. In Yiddish, how do you say it in Yiddish? No, it's just happy. Okay, can we go? Ned, you have a follow up?
It's okay. You touch it. You touch it.
No, we know. But if you're linking this to the Habah, you think there's some kind of oxidization that goes on, then you have to open wine for the thing to be necessary in the case of a korban.
More of a suit.
I'll just say, like, we don't have to get into kachem right now, but to support Romy's point, all you have to say is that Das Habah Lagarish seems like a unique phenomenon associated with Gerushin. Maybe upon further reflection, we'll find out that it applies elsewhere. But
Das Habah Lagarish.
But you just made that up. We know that Das Habah Lagarish is a special Kim Shinas Avina Lagarsha I in the first semester. But you have to look further. It requires further inquiry to determine whether there's a good analogy in the world of Kachim. Okay. Page 23, we have the Rush in Gittin Perek Bey Simon Chofhei. The Rush says the same thing as Tosos. We'll look at his formulation because it's also very nice. He says, you need Tzivoy HaBaal Mishum Lishma. Hula Milsa Lo Have Ela Mishum Lishma. De Lo Chashib Lishma Bishalo Tzivoy HaBaal. You can't get Lishma without the authorization of the Baal. Tzarchin on Avuchim Tzim Mahalach, why you can't. L'shem Ish, L'shem Ish, L'shem Gerushin. Mishum Destam Ish Alav L'Gerushin Omedes. And he cites our Gemara in Zvachim. Daf Biz. Umashma de Pasil, Bechol Indian, Apil Vaso, Lashem Nisha Zu, Kivan Shalo, Tziva Habal, Chashib Le Stama. Okay. Great. Skip ahead to the Ramban on page 24. Ramban makes his point very nicely as well. So here the Ramban is addressing a slightly related point. He wants to know, why can't you write the get l'shem whoever's going to come first? Well, good. So, Iko l'meimar, shtayni hacha, d'chziv v'kasav la sefer krisos, b'inan sheyehe sefer krisos l'shma. L'shma requires that you tailor it for the parties. And even though you write, even though you say, I'm writing this for whoever comes first, Kivan de lo amar le baal, lav l'shum krisis ichtiv. Since you don't have the baal authorizing the sofer, that's a chisaron in l'shma. One second, how does he know this? He says, this is pshat in the Gemara in Zvachim, daf beis. You see, all the Rishonim are drawing from that phrase. Mishum de isisa lav l'gerishin kaima. Holz man, shelo amar lehen baal. Lav sefer krisos lishmahu. Even though the sofer is writing it for the woman, if you don't have the authorization of the baal, it's not considered krisos lishma. Okay. So Ramban is saying the same idea, applying it to a different context. And look at the Ramban on Samach Vav on the base. The Ramban seems to say the similar point, top of page 25. You can only write the get once the Adam and the Sofer hear from the Baal. You can make our shiny get. Since you need Lishma, at least one of the things he says here, so he associates Lishma with hearing the authorization from the husband. Okay, so you have this march in the Rishonim, beginning with Tosvos, then the Ramban, and then the Rush, all appealing to Stam Yishal Av L'Gershon Amedes to substantiate the connection between the Shema and Das Baal Garish. Ned, another question?
The Ramban here, the first Ramban, the first time you saw it, you made a distinction maybe between the deficiency of the priesthood or the deficiency of the Shema.
Okay.
I don't know. Any further
thought on that? Not now. I mean, I do, but let's hold up on that. That's going to complicate the picture. We're trying to build up the connection between Das Baal Garish and Lishma right now. And I think Dara Ramban is sufficient to make the connection. Okay. So now, to change the scenery a little bit, having established this connection, we want to look to some nafkamina of this suggestion. So nafkamina number one that follows from this connection of Tziwi Abala and Lishma is the Chiddush of the Chsam Sofer. Benji, what's the Chiddush of the Chsam Sofer?
That Baal and Lishma will
count. No, sort of. Close. You read half the subject heading.
You
read it correctly, but you're conceptualizing it incorrectly. Karya?
Since the get is already written, once the get is already written, then this either is considered the
When the Gemara says stam yishal av l'gershon amedes, it doesn't mean that there can't be any stam lishma at all in divorce. It just means that it can't be commenced stam lishma. But once you commence it lishma with a proper authorization of the Baal, the following, the later stages, the subsequent steps of the process could be considered stam lishma. Because once the Baal has supplied that das l'garesh lishma, that might carry the process through. That's the Chiddush of Chsam Sofer. Chsam Sofer says when you have machlokas on daf pei vav, whether nesina has to be done lishma, which we discussed in the last chazara shir, the Chsam Sofer says everybody agrees that mikra din it has to be lishma. The only shaila is whether you could rely on stama lishma now that you have the proper authorization from the Baal. Maybe that makes the nesina stama lishma. Benji, make sense now?
Yeah.
Okay. Just contrast that with Tosos and Zvachim on daf beis. Where Tosos wants to know if the wife is Mizana, could the sofer write the get without the authorization of the Baal? Can you say Stama Lishma? Maybe that's the beginning of the dissolution of the marriage. He's Asura to him. And Tosos says, no, you can't. So I just want to point out, there's an important difference between these two. Tosos says, hey, they could always remain married even if there's an Isser Bia between them, even when the wife is Mizana. The difference is that according to the Chsam Sofer, you have proper authorization at stage one that could carry over to stage two. Everything has to commence with Das Baal Garish. In the Zvachim Tosos example, where the wife is Mizana, the wife maybe did something that would be grounds for the husband to justify divorcing her, but he hasn't supplied any Das Baal Garish.
The Chsam Sofer wouldn't agree
with that.
The Chsam Sofer wouldn't agree
with that. Disagree with what, Tosos?
Yeah.
That's my point. They're different. Propositions. The Chsam Sofer is saying that once you have Das Baal Garish, that can carry over to later stage. Yeah. And Tosus is saying an event of Znus can't substitute Das Baal Garish. They're both speculating whether you could have Stama L'Shem Gerishin in special cases. Nechsam Sofer, speaking about stoma legerishin, or stoma kilishma, at stage two of the process. Tosus is talking about, can you have stoma in a special case of a wife who's mizana? I agree, those cases are very different from each other. In one case, you have dasa baligari. No, I'm just pointing out that they're both speculating about similar questions. The Chassam Sofer, where he upholds it, makes a lot of sense because you have dasa baligari supply. In Tosus's case, what you're lacking, even though you have reason for that baal to supply it, you don't actually have it given at any point. Okay. Now, Yudi. If she's a Gdicha Tavshilo?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think Znus is stronger because there the wife is Asuralo. Tosus himself, I think, says at some point that they might stay together even though she's Asura. I don't know if it's this Tosus, the other Tosus has this. Yeah, here Tosus has it here. Begam im lo yirtza haba, lo yigarshenu, elish lo tishamshenu. But that's why there's no obligation to divorce in the case of a Gdicha Tavshilo. Well, that's Tosus's point. There's no, correct. Tosus's point, well, you might think because there's an Isser Bia that maybe there's an obligation. Yeah. Okay. Now, I want to point out a parallel to the Chassam Sofer's theory. The Chassam Sofer's point is that once you have Dasa Baligaresh, so you could view the later stage as Stama Kilishma, the Nesina. So there's something special about the status of the Gerishin once the divorce process has been commenced. So that's like a later stage question of Lishma. What about a prior stage question of Lishma? What about supplying Lishma? Hodem Ishus. So what do we know about this? We have the Gemara in Yevamos on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. What does the Gemara teach us in Yevamos Nun Beis Amud Aleph? Yoni? What does the Gemara in Yevamos teach us? What does it contribute to the Sugya? Josh?
One says that you can't write again to get married.
Correct. Well, it depends. The Gemara distinguishes between two stages of marriage. Remember? Erusin and Nisuin. So if you didn't have Erusin or Nisuin, there's no Ishus whatsoever, and you turn to the sofer and say, hey, I'm going to get married. I don't think this marriage is going to last long. Please write a get for me prior to my marriage.
No good.
So the get there is no good. The Gemara just says, it's no good. Mipnesha ein biyada legarsha. Ein biyada legarsha. That's the word that the Gemara uses in Yevamos. How does the Rambam interpret that, Charlie? Tani, how does the Rambam interpret that? Meaning what? Why is the get no good if it's written before the marriage? The Gemara says Ambiyat Lagarsha. How does Ram interpret that? Lishma. Now you can't have Lishma prior to the actual marriage existing. That's Ram in Gershin Gimel Vav. So he says, Amar Lasofer, Ksov get Laplonis, Via Imi Lichta Esa'ena Garshanabo, Vinichta, Vinasa, Vigirshabo, Eno gets. Why is it ain't no get? The Rambam tells me shelo haisa bas gerushin mimenu kshenichtav get zev and imsa shenichtav shelo l'shem gerushin, because he had no capacity to divorce her at the time that he authorized the get. So it turns out by that fact itself that the get could not have been l'shem gerushin. Now the way I understood this, and by the way, it's medirik that I think Perek Gimel is all about dinei lishma. All right, about I think that's right in Perek Gimel Vilchos Gerushin. So it's a deficiency in Lishma, and the thought seems to be that by definition, Lishma involves Das to dissolve the unions, the beginning of the dissolution of the marriage. But you can have a dissolution of the marriage before the marriage exists. So it's a logical impossibility to have Das Gerushin before there is a marriage in place. And that's the deficiency in Lishma. So I think this case also speaks to the connection between substantive Das Lagarish, Das Abba Lagarish Sishto, and the idea of Lishma. Whereas on the other view, if you think that Lishma is just Lishem Abba, Lishem Isha, and Lishem, the concept of Gerishin, there really shouldn't be any barrier to authorizing a get, Kodem Ishas, before marriage. Right?
Can you still think there's no Lishem Gerishin there?
You could, because Lashem, the concept of Gerishin.
But it's the same.
I'm writing this for the purpose of a Jewish couple to get divorced. I'm writing it Lashem Chaim Lushka, and I'm writing it Lashem Menachem Mendel.
But the concept for a Jewish couple to get divorced doesn't exist. Because there's no Isha.
There's a concept of Isha out there. It could be Lashem Gerishin. It's just not Lashem this couple's Gerishin.
You don't have the other elements.
What elements of Lashma don't you have? Well, you know who they are. They're about to get married.
Yeah,
him, her, and marriage. Him, her, and
her.
Well, it's this specific him, it's this specific her, and it's Lashem divorce.
Well, why is that Lashem divorce? That is a concept of Isha.
You tell me, what's Lashem Gerishin? That's Pashup Shat, no? Lashem Ish, Lashem Ish, Lashem Gerishin. You're already going into the view that it's got to be for this Baal to divorce his wife. But that's already denying the separation of the different elements of the Shema. Right? Now, we pointed out that there are other Rishonim who read the Gemara differently. Tosis, for example, seem to think that this is an issue in the Machna Devar Shlobo Yolam. Kiryas Sefer thought that maybe this is just Din and B'chasa B'nasan, Exeris HaKasav, that... you know, the ksiva has to be roi for nesina, but not a special din in lishma. But Pashup Shad in the Rambam that there's a deficiency in lishma if it's too early and there's no actual das lagarish because there's no ishus. I think it's a very nice raya. Now the question is, could you extend this theory to other cases? So we have a debate between the Mishnah Melech and Rabbi Akiva Eger, Mishnah Melech and Gerish and Perik Vav, and Rabbi Akiva Eger and Achuva and Madura Tinyana Simon Pei Dalid. About a case where a Baal wanted to divorce his wife. The wife was going in and out of...
Shabbat.
Well, yeah, she was kind of going in and out of being sane. So she had moments of sanity, moments of insanity. And the question is, can the husband authorize the get during a moment of insanity, of her insanity, to be given to her when she becomes sane? So Mishnah Melech thought no, by analogy to... the Gemara Nivamos, that you can't write a get kodem ishus. Rabbi Kiviger disagreed, and he thought that there's a difference between kodem ishus and moments where she's not sound. In one case, what was his distinction? He says, in one case, eino shayich klal inyan gerishin kivan de eino ishus ba. That is shelo lishma. Like the real deficiency in Lishma is when there's no marriage there. But if the wife is divorceable, she's just not divorceable at this moment, that's not going to be a deficiency in Lishma. So he thought that there should be no objection to writing the get while the wife is lacking sanity to be given to her when she becomes sound.
So he has to be in the other Lagarsha married.
The Mishnah Melech,
yeah.
Correct. The Mishnah Melech might be reading it in a very expansive way. It's an interesting question whether in Biyada Legalshra, according to the Mishnah Melech, is a deficiency in Lishma, or the whole point is that he just reads it like that Kiryas Sefer that's just Kosa Benasna, and it's got to be Royal Nesina Bishas Ksiva.
Well, his distinction only makes sense.
Who's? You might say it could be a chisar and lishma if you can't have das the guys presently. It's an open question in the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Eger is clearly distinguishing between what's a din in lishma and what's not a deficiency in lishma. Nishtapes is not a deficiency in lishma, but kodem ishus is a deficiency in lishma. Good. Great. Okay. The next sugya that ties in very nicely to the connection between Das Abba Lagarish and Lishma is Bittul Aget. So a bit like it comes at the beginning of Perakah Shaleach, Daf, Lamed, Beis, Amid, Aleph. We know that if the Baal is Mevatel, the get is Batel. We know there's a special takana that he can't do it without informing the wife and the Shliach. But Mikra Din, and if he does it the right way, he can Mevatel the get. The Gemara wants to know, however, Fozer Megarishbo, Oeno Fozer Megarishbo. Can the get be reused? If the husband's mevatel it, and then he goes back on his betot, he reused the get at a later point. So here we have a machlokas rishonim, in general, the Rambam versus the Ramban quotes two deos, about whether the get itself could be subject to betot. Okay? Now all the rishonim are bothered by this. So you can see Tosus raises this question on Lamed Beis, Dear Maschal of Sheshas. He says, I don't understand. If I write a Sefer Torah, I can't be Mevatel of Sefer Torah. Once it's written, it's done. So what's the tzad to say that I can be Mevatel the Chafetz Shel Get? Sivas Get Lishma HaVemaisa Dim Kasta Vadim Sefer Torah Lishma Yini Yachal Achzer Levatel. So why are you able to Mevatel the Get? And the Ramban says the same thing in Gitin Lam Beis and Beis. He says, Lagabe Get Gufe Lo Shayich Bitel Kivan Shenichta V'Nachtam Lishma Korchach Kasher Hu Liskarish Bo Lamazda Doma Lamisha Kasav Sefer Torah Lishma B'Chazer Mevatel Shelo Kol Haimenu Lifsol Masha Nasa Kvar Behechsher. How could you invalidate a get that was written Lishma and Behechsher? The Rashma Lam Beis and Beis has the same question. Hachol Lo Asi Diburo Shemevatel Saget B'Dibur Ba'alma Mevatel Maisa Dainu Gufo Shel Get Shenichav Lishma Lishma. So what's the answer to these objections? How could you the Mevato of the get? What? Lishma is fungible. I don't know if fungible is the right word. Lishma, Bluetooth, very good. Yeah, Lishma is like a live ingredient in the get that it's not just that Lishma has to be authorized by Dasa Balagaresh, but actually the Lishma in the get is actually just corresponding to the live ongoing Dasa Balagaresh, meaning the significance of Lishma and the get is that it represents the Dasa Balagarish. It's like the when Zeb were here, he talked about what if the Rambam retracted the last three of the Ikarim in Perisha Mishnayis. The significance of what's written in Perisha Mishnayis is that it's the Dasa Rambam, arguably. Right? Same for Dasa Balagarish. So we get this from a lot of Achronim. I think the Achronim, they all are circling around this idea. So the Kovitz Aros of Chanan Wasserman in Simenayin Vav, Sif Yud Gimel, you have it on page 32. He says, how could he mevatel the get? And he says, V'yesh Lomar, Chad Yitzarach Ksiva Lishma, HaKavana Shehe HaGet Miyuchad L'Shem Gerisha Yisra Zos, Mishas Ksiva Ad Shas Gerishin. HaYichud Shenasa Al-Yideh Ksiva Lishma, Tzarach Shehe Kayim Ad Shas Gerishin. This is a less sophisticated way of saying it. They're just saying that the Lishma has to be around from the moment of Ksiva until the moment of Gerushin. That's they're saying it's not just an ingredient that's put into the get, that's Machshir the get, it's live. Correct? What I'm adding is what's the significance of it being live is that that ties into the idea of Dasa Balagarish. The get represents the husband's desire to go forth with dissolution of the marriage. Similarly, the Avnei Nezer in Eben Ezer, Chubo Simon Shin Samichtas. He quotes our Gemara in Zvachim, Get Isha Stamba Lav Lagershin Kaima. That's the significance of Lishma. He even says that distinguishes the Get Isha from a Kedusha Stam. Sefer Torah Stamba Le Kedusha Omedes, but a Isha is Mina Stam Lav Lagershin Omedes. And then he explains, Happy Mevato the Get. And he says, Kivan Sheshuv Eina Rotza Lagarishbo Eino Omed Lagershin. Once the Baal no longer wants to use the get, the wife is no longer omedes legerishin. Look at this analogy. Hu kimo im kasav hasofer get lishma below das habal. If the husband pulls the lishma from the get, if he pulls his das, that's as if the sofer wrote the get without authorization from the husband. So this is a closer connection between das habal legarish and the Baal's power to revoke his lishma, his das from the get. Okay? So you can see here, Lodami Leget, Sefer Torah's Lishma is disanalogous to the Lishma of a get. Maybe this goes to Romy's point. Dilishma didei hushehe omed legarish. Vekivan shenimlach mi legarish shuv eino omed legarish. The lishma of get is that the Baal wants to divorce his wife. If he no longer wants to, the lishma of the get falls with it. Okay. Just point out here, interesting nafkamina, to Romy's point, the Abdi Nezer himself says that's why you cannot remove, you can't be mevatel a shtar mamon, but you could be mevatel a shtar kedushin, a shtar gerushin, because the get is unique in that it's supposed to correspond to the live das Baal. That's not true for other shtaros in Mamonis. Okay. Some other formulations that you have in the Rishonim that support this. The Ran al Arif in Gittin Tezayinim Abase in the Dapei Arif. That's where the Arif Paskins, the Sugya in the beginning of Asholeach, that you can vatel get. And you can see the Ran seems to suggest, when he talks about Eino Chozer Megarish, he says, Mi Amina Bata the Dibur Rishon, Shetziva Lichtav Haget Lishma, V'Havik Ilu Lo Nichtav Lishma Klal. I think this formulation in the Ran is the closest you get in the Rishonim to saying that the Bittel Haget is associated with the Bittel of the Lishma in the Get. The Rebbe Chanan Balfton and Avnei Nezer are saying that, but they're Achronim. This formulation in the Ran is the earliest you get in the Rishonim associating the Lishma with Bittel Haget. The Chassam Sofer makes that connection also in Gittin Lam Beis and Beis. And then you have the Rav, who said this a little more explicitly on Lam Beis and Aleph. He said, "Oh, Nira Levayer, Sheinian Bittel Haget, who Bittel Hechsher Halishma shall I get?" That's the Rav following up on that that line of thought. Okay. Now I just want to close by emphasizing that the theory that Lishma is Dasa Balagarish is directly opposed to the notion of the separability of Lishma being Lashema Ish, Lashema Isha, and separately Lashem Gerishin. Because Dasa Balagarish is by definition his authorization, his Das, Ligarish Boaz Ishta. And so Lishma is not just highly specified for these parties, but also it integrates the object, subject, and subject matter of Lishem Gershon. And we just thought that works nicely with Gittin Chavdal and Amral of Kol Get Shenichtav Shelo Lishem Isha. The Mishnah unpacks into those three different elements of Lishma. All that is Shelo Lishem Isha, right? So it's one concept of Lishma. This one concept requires you to hit all three of these things. That it's for the Baal, Ligarish Bo, as Ishto. And that works nicely with the Bechor Shor's formulation of La Lishma. He says, Adas Gerusheho, which is a unified formulation of Lishma. And then it follows also that the Rav Lichtenstein's suggestion that maybe of an afgamina between Lashem Gerushin and Lashem Baal, Lashem Isha, number one, the distinction between Dibor and Machshava would not be true. And number two, Ma'avir Lev Klumos and Makacho would not be true because you really can't separate between the two or two dimensions of Lishma, Lashem Gershin and Lashem the parties. Okay, any questions on the connection between Lishma and Dasaba Ligarish? Everyone has it crystal clear? Moshe?
One thing that we were talking about is Hazan Tari Kimmel.
Yep.
And how you tie that into Das Baal Ligarish as opposed to three separate.
Yeah, that's you're asking about a minute ago. That's you asking about a minute ago. No? So, what? Oh, Perkim Alach Alap and Bates. Yeah, it's, you know, the Rambam should have been a little better in his formulation. I agree. I mean, the Rambam does introduce them based off the Gemara's, the Mishnah's rollout as you require. Let's look at that formulation for a second. You know what page on the source sheet that is? I'm Gershon Perek Gimel Alach Aleph, if you want. Okay, I can just pull it up separately. Sham Perakim Alacha Aleph says, Kol get shenilo nechtav l'shema isha megareish l'shema isha misgareishas eino get. Ketzad. So for Shkasav get lomod l'aslami deba ba'al matzah shenilu. I agree that the Rambam should have done a better formulation, a better job unifying the different aspects here. Like, I would not have written Perak Gimel this way.
But if you're reading Perak Gimel,
it's not wrong, because Perak Gimel could say, look, when you're writing the get has to be written l'shema baal, l'shema isha, and adas gerushin. You do have to hit all three of those. The question is it merely hitting all three of those? Or hitting all three of those in a unified, integrated way. So the Rambam is just rolling it out by saying, hey, if you're deficient in any of these aspects of Lishma, it's Eino Get. And in Halacha Aleph, he talks about Asuya Lehislamed, which he fleshes out in Halacha Beis as it's deficient in Lishem Gerushin. In Halacha Gimel, he talks about deficient in Lishem Ha'isha. Right.
The question was that now that if I think that we had said originally that that is obviously not from the same gears and half of that is that if you're referring to half a case of half where he said the shame on Isha and the shame on Isha, and you had said I think in fear that suggests that he actually is combined, even be separate from Isha, he is saying that Shin Gear.
Shame Gear, yeah, you could read it that way.
So I think the question that at least the way that we're going to consider was that. That's been problematic in this case because here is a case of a guy using somebody else's get to have, and he's saying it is the same version, but it's not the same Shanisha, so it seems hard to say.
And a Lacha Aleph? He says, "Zover shekasa get lamid al islamid ba ba matzah shem shenifta beget zeh kismo shem isha." Eino get. Why is that eino get? Because that's not the same gears.
But then, how about
that? Ah. Yeah, yes, sir, Alza. Kasav the Garish of Nimach Mata Ben Ira, Bamala Shmika Shimcha. And again, I'll be Shakasav Shinifta Shem Gershon.
You said Akhati means like in Halak Aleph wasn't Shem Gershon. Now it's the Shem Gershon because it hits those marks of Ish and Isha. But it doesn't hit those marks. But it's also a case where somebody else, if you're using somebody else, get it's not the same Isha.
Right. So you think that shows that what? It shows that they're.
Not
well,
three
separate things. It's hard to know because when you're talking about a counterfactual case where you're missing one of those elements, it doesn't mean that it's sufficient to hit them separately. But Rambam is just saying, like, look, in this case, you're missing element A, you're missing element B, you're missing element C. That's consistent with holding at the end of the day that the only way to positively get the elements is by having all three of them together. Right, he's just giving a logical counterfactual. Like that's deficient because not l'shem gerushin. But that doesn't mean that in the positive sense, like in the that you could get l'shem gerushin, right? Without like to negate, it's a different proposition to negate something than to affirm it. Okay, so yeah, we could talk more about that. But I think it's very medir from the Rambam about his reading of the Sugan Yavamos of Lichisha Essa Ena Agarshena. The Rambam is showing that you can have L'shem Gerushin without L'shem Gerushin Didum. Right? Okay. Shkoyach, everyone. We'll stop here for the Chazar Shirim.